Recently, Congress advanced a legislative package that is supposed to help combat the opioid epidemic in our country. The bill is supposed to expand access to inpatient treatment for opioid addiction and give easier access to anti-addiction medications. So if this bill becomes law, what does this mean for Idaho, as well as for Idahoans who suffer from addiction? Joining me live by telephone to talk more about this is Janice Fulkerson. She is Director of Contracting at North Point Recovery. Janice, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So first question, Janice, for people who are not aware of what North Point Recovery is, can you give me just a brief overview of your centers?
Yes. North Point Recovery provides mental health and addiction treatment for individuals in Idaho and in Washington. We have both inpatient and outpatient facilities, and we have a continuum of care that really begins with evaluation. We do acute detox, and then we work really through recovery, and we have a very strong alumni program that helps people once they are through the counseling and really can support lifelong sobriety.
And have your numbers gone up since we've seen this opioid epidemic, you know, across our country?
Our numbers have gone up, and we're consistently looking at better ways to serve the community. And then also expanding our services based on where the population is. Do we, you know, look at where the population is in other states and our state? For example, when we started this year, we had an inpatient facility in Boise and an outpatient facility. And recently, we opened an outpatient facility in Canyon County because we saw a need in Canyon County as well. Mm-hmm. Part of that, and the statistics came through our partnership. We're participating in the Treasure Valley Partnership opioid response community, so we're working in that space as well.
And talk a little bit about this proposed legislation, if you could, and quickly just tell me about, you know, what it would potentially, what it is supposed to do.
The population, this legislation is really related to funding that's focused on some specific healthcare programs. It is designed to, as it progresses, help Medicare in expanding some of the Medicare options for addiction treatment. It is also going to fund some additional services through Medicaid and then help people getting out of prison who are re-entering the community. Really, we're talking about some of the most vulnerable people in the community who have limited resources and access. So this, if it follows the flow of what historically has happened, the federal government will designate specific dollars to the states, and the states then will decide how to best use the money. And in Idaho, a lot of times that comes through the Department of Health and Welfare. And then they will partner with community agencies and other state agencies like the Department of Corrections.
So if this were to go through, how, and I know this is, you know, kind of a guessing game at this point, because if it's, if there's certain funding per state, you know, we're not necessarily knowing how much that would be for Idaho. But what could this do for Idaho specifically? If a bill like this went into law, and there was more funding coming into our state,
there are people who are on a waiting list who will have an opportunity, we hope, to access treatment services. There also may be an opportunity to work in the training provider training area. Across the U.S. and specifically in Idaho, we have a shortage of providers. This may help with some of the training for providers. And then we hope that there'll be some work in the education and prevention space as well. The opioid crisis is something that there's an estimated 200 people die every day of an overdose. And of those, half of them are from an opioid. So we're, you know, this legislation is something that will address the crisis, but we hope that it's a first step. It's an opportunity for us to have conversations with families. It's an opportunity for people to talk about what's going on in our community. Addiction isn't something that's new, and it's not going to go away. But if we can use this legislation, and it was bipartisan, to start the conversation and use this funding as a first step to more stable treatment, to adequately fund treatment, to train providers, and to make addiction treatment part of the healthcare system instead of something that's carved out, it will really benefit Idahoans.
I'm speaking with Director of Contracting for North Point Recovery, Janice Fulkerson. We're talking about some proposed legislation in Congress about giving more funding for the opioid epidemic here in our country and how that would affect Idaho. And Janice, one of the you know questions that I have too is that when we look at the opioid epidemic, we recently just did a special in one of the women's prisons here in Idaho. Every single inmate that we talked to, female inmate that we talked to, was in there for a drug-related charge. Many of them had been, you know, addicts. We have had a panel on before talking about how this is affecting the Treasure Valley specifically, as well as the state of Idaho. Are people still surprised when they find out that this is a true issue within our community, within our state? Or are people finally understanding that, you know, we're not immune in Idaho?
I think that there is a greater understanding of the opioid epidemic. It is hard to turn on a radio or the television or open a newspaper right now and not see something about this crisis. So I believe that people have a better understanding of it. It is affecting families. This is not something that is in one particular segment of the population. This is affecting law enforcement. It's affecting families, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, doctors. It is across society that this has had an impact. And Idaho is not immune to it, and we're seeing it. At North Point Recovery, we see people who are struggling with alcohol and with opioids, and we often have a waiting list. We try to get to people as quickly as we can, but it is, I think, an opportunity to have that larger conversation about reducing stigma and really giving hope to families and being able to say, there are solutions out there. Let's see if we can help them with the funding. Let's see if we can get them treatment and really have a greater understanding across our community.
And what would legislation like this look do for centers like yours and other facilities in our state that are helping people who are suffering from addiction?
Well, on a piece of legislation like this, it will depend on how the funding is, how the funding flows from the federal government to the state and then into the community. Anytime there's an opportunity for us to broaden treatment and get people assistance, whether it's at our facility or others, it's a great thing for our community. And it does give us a chance to have the conversation and to reduce stigma and to talk about options. You know, people may need inpatient treatment. They might be able to do partial hospitalization or outpatient. I think the message that we want to make sure that people understand is that it is about getting people treatment and making sure that they have a stable environment and that we're supporting families. We really, you know, restoring those relationships and helping families is a big part of this as well.
And it's a, as you said earlier, just to reiterate this, this was a bipartisan effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's critical in with a piece of legislation like this.
Yeah, it really is critical. I mean, this is a bipartisan bill specifically to fight the opioid crisis. It's one of the first ones that I know of, and it had really sweeping support across those that voted on it. And, you know, specifically the Medicaid reforms, the Medicare reforms were important, increasing transparency between prescribers and drug makers. This is going to really, I think, have a positive impact globally on not only the opioid treatment and the opioid crisis, but all addiction treatment.
I really appreciate your time today, Janice. I've been talking with Janice Fulkerson, Director of Contracting at North Point Recovery, talking about a legislative package being advanced in Congress concerning combating the opioid epidemic here in our country and how it would affect Idaho. Janice, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to talk to us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.